slowly at first, the eel surfaced, its smooth snout poking out of the water. It was a huge female yellow eel, with eyes like milk-hued pebbles. Seeking the warmth of the lantern's crystal glass, it nosed up against it. Midda held the lantern steady as she studied the creature. A feathery dorsal fin rippled down its muddy olive-hued back. As it rose further, the underside was exposed in the lantern light, creamy yellowish, the colour of old ivory. Midda moved her face closer to its eyes. It seemed to ignore her. Then the truth dawned upon the Gaussian maid.
It's blind, Tora. This eel can't see a thing. It was probably born down here and lived all its life in these dark waters. Look out! Oh!
Jiddle could not contain himself. He yelled out.
What is it, Midda? Did it bite you?
Midda, who had stumbled sideways, righted herself. She held the lantern up, pointing to the tunnel side.
Look, look over there. It's chasing those little white fishes. There's a great shoal of them.
Sure enough, the tiny fish reflected the lantern light. Silvery white like frosted pine needles, they shot out of the water, scattering hither and thither to avoid the eel's hungry jaws. The icy water bubbled and splashed as the monster eel drove its coils along in a lightning pursuit of its sole food source. The tiny cavern fish, which were as blind as their hunter. Off they went in a splashing stampede, with the hungry predator making devastating forays into the teeming shoal. Midda shouldered air for once more, urging the rest forward without delay.
Hurry now, every beast, back into the water. Stick to the right side of the tunnel. We'll make a dash for it while that thing's busy with dinner.
This time there was no argument. They waded quickly in, with Midda in the lead and Tura bringing up the rear. Jinty called out advice.
Pull yourselves a log on the wall side. There's a ledge sticking out. It's much faster.
Her tip proved true. A thin rim of rock, level with the water's surface, stuck out. It was ideal for pulling a body through the water. They practically flew along, spurred on by the fear that the big eel might return at any moment. Gasping and panting, they emerged from their icy, wet ordeal onto a soily, clay-mixed bank. Tura flopped down, relinquishing Diggler, who limped about trying to rid his limbs of their stiffness. Jiddle grabbed him firmly.
Sit still here, you little scamp, and don't go running off, do you hear me?
The mouse babe stuck out his lower lip ruefully.
I'm hungry. Diggler be hungry. Want vickles?
Midda held up the lantern, inspecting their surroundings.
Should be something hereabouts. Look at all those roots hanging from the ceiling.